My name is Jacob West. I'm the Director of Security Research at Fortify Software, and in this HelpNet Security podcast, I'm going to talk about the results of a study conducted by Mainstay Partners on the real return on investment for software security activities in the development lifecycle. The research was conducted through a series of interviews with 20 companies, 17 companies, 20 individuals, because some of those companies were quite large and we wanted to get different perspectives, ranging from North America, Europe, and Asia. The companies represented different industries. Some were e-commerce, some were financial services, some were power and production. The companies ranged from relatively small, 1 to 5 billion in revenue, up through quite large, 41% were over 25 billion in revenue. So we're talking about very mature organizations. The individuals that we interviewed were primarily senior level security management, so over 60% IT managers, senior directors, and so on, and 40% or so CISOs. A lot of the focus on software security assurance comes down to breach avoidance. So the idea that a company might be hacked sometime in the future and that we need to undertake security activities today to avoid that. But the difficulty there, particularly when communicating to management, is that it's a soft cost savings. You might never be breached. If you are, it's going to be very serious. But if you're not, you may think, well, I've spent a lot of time avoiding something that might have never happened anyway. The interesting thing, the most interesting thing, I think, from this study is we showed, Mainstay Partners showed real cost reduction in quantitative ways, things that affect the bottom line. And the ones I'd like to call particular attention to are reduction in external audit costs, so having to pay external firms to come in and review our software, find problems. Reduction in remediating, the cost of remediating vulnerabilities, so through whatever security activities we undertake, we're going to spend some time fixing those in code, and that has developer cost associated with it. Potential gain in revenue by introducing products quickly, avoiding delays potentially caused by security vulnerabilities. And then finally, in M&A activities, so using software security assurance, SSA, as a lever to reduce the cost or the price paid for companies that perhaps have less than ideal security in their software when they're being acquired by another company. To give you a few concrete metrics, data that we collected through these interviews, I'll talk about some examples from a variety of firms. Obviously, these are anonymous for confidentiality reasons. In terms of saving cost in vulnerability remediation, so this is when we found problems, how much effort cost does it take to get those corrected in code? Before companies that we interviewed applied software security assurance activities and process, we saw them finding thousands of known vulnerabilities with each application release cycle, and on average those taking weeks, 1 to 2 weeks of time to remediate. After they applied SSA, when they began performing activities like threat modeling, vulnerability analysis, security testing, they reduced that from thousands down to tens of vulnerabilities that still slipped through. No one is perfect, but you saw a massive multi-order of magnitude reduction there. In particular, in the past, they found a high number of vulnerabilities that were repeated between releases. So humans, on average, make the same mistakes again and again. And one of the most valuable things SSA did in remediating vulnerabilities was helping organizations avoid those repeats. So we saw that although they still had a few vulnerabilities creep in, those tended to be new problems that they hadn't learned about yet. And once they did, they didn't make that same mistake again. Also, they saw real savings in their external compliance and audit. So most large firms perform a lot of security activities with internal resources. But many of them also need external auditors to come in and double check their work because they need to demonstrate compliance to a third party or government, et cetera. On average, we saw companies spending roughly $500,000 a year on external audit and compliance. And with the application of SSA, we saw that reduced by about 50%, so down to $250,000 a year. And that's, again, a real impact on the bottom line. You could say, CEO, next month we're going to do a penetration test. And in the past, that's taken 3 weeks to complete with a certain cost associated with that. Now, because of our software security assurance activities, we're going to reduce that to 1 week, and therefore the billing rate is going to be quite less as well. We also saw the same kind of quantitative savings in outsourced software. And this is actually the bit I think that is most exciting to me personally here, because so many organizations are moving towards outsourced software using system integrators to do their development. And until software security assurance really began to mature, we saw the cost of security being pushed back on the procurer of that outsourced software. So they would agree on a contract. They would say, I'd like you to build software with these features. And when it was delivered to them, they had no way to really verify whether the software was secure or not. Now, if later they found a problem, they could go back to the system integrator and ask them to correct that security problem, but that would be additional cost. That wasn't part of the original acceptance criteria. But with software security assurance, we can begin to place a real solid bar there on security, write it into the contract up front, describe the verification activities that we're going to go through when we accept the software. And now part of that acceptance test becomes a security bar that the outsourcer or the system integrator needs to match. And if they fail to, the onus is on them then to correct those issues rather than on the procurer. And we saw companies on average save maybe $100,000 on outsourced activities simply by writing this into the acceptance criteria, into the contract up front. Now, the last two concrete savings I'll talk about only affect certain types of companies. So not every company is going to benefit from these, but if you're a company that generates revenue from software products, think an online bank or an insurance company where it's tied directly to a revenue stream, there can be a real loss in revenue potential due to delays. So you have a new product that's going to come out, you expect it to generate a certain amount of revenue, and very late in the cycle, you find security vulnerabilities, and that causes a delay. Now, every day that you fail to release that product, you are losing potential revenue from your customers that you'd expect that new product to generate. And we saw companies saving $7 to $8 million a year, or I should say, gaining $7 to $8 million a year by avoiding those delays, by getting software out earlier and without those late-stage security problems. The last one I'll talk about is acquisitions. So not all companies acquire other companies, but many do. Particularly in today's economy, we see a lot of acquisitions around the world. And as software security assurance can be a lever or give leverage to a company against a system integrator or an outsourcer, software security assurance can also provide real insight into an acquisition, insight into the quality and security of the software of the company being acquired. And we saw companies use that to justify lower purchase prices because what they were accepting was a high-risk piece of software. One real challenge for companies deploying software security assurance is they go from a state of naivete. They don't know just how bad their software is. They don't know how many security vulnerabilities are in it, to a state where they find thousands of vulnerabilities. So they go from software that is incredibly insecure, but it's insecure in an unknown way, to software that is no more or less secure, but now it's insecure in a known way. They know they have thousands of problems. And this can be very intimidating to companies because they say, well, we know it's bad, but we didn't know just how bad it was, to we're overwhelmed. We have more than we can resolve. Security team doesn't have the resources or the staff to deal with it. And in that situation, the key is often gaining executive support, executive backing for a vulnerability remediation effort. So you're going to need more resources. You're going to need more time to correct those problems. And we see these concrete cost savings, things that can be communicated to a non-security expert, to a CEO, to a CIO, as a fantastic justification for that increased resources to get over that hurdle of thousands of known vulnerabilities into the state that we really want to be in, where software security assurance is standardized across the organization. And we're only really fixing problems as we introduce them in new code, not having to retrofit legacy systems. So we took a representative company based on the interviews that Mainstay conducted. We'll say $20 billion in revenue. They expect to gain about 10% revenue from a new product that they're going to introduce in the current year. And let's say that product would have suffered a 2-month delay in release because late in the cycle, maybe with a pen test or something else, they found 500 critical security vulnerabilities in it, which is a very conservative estimate for a large enterprise system. We've seen, you know, thousands or tens of thousands even. Also, let's assume that that company has a 10% chance of suffering a security breach in the future without software security assurance. And based on some research from the Ponemon Group in 2009, we'll say that the median cost of a data breach is $3.8 million. Finally, let's assume that the company, in our example here, is planning to spend $200 million in acquisitions, and that with software security assurance, and this is again a conservative number based on the interviews Mainstay conducted, that they might save roughly 5% on the purchase price of those companies they're expending $200 million in acquiring. The result of all these for this representative company adds up to a little better than $37 million in concrete cost savings. And the interesting thing is the cost of breach avoidance, the thing that I think most of the security discussion often boils back down to, only represents $400,000 of that $37 million. So most of that is real black and white bottom line savings that can be communicated to an executive, to senior management, and can really be used to justify either the time already being spent on security or the need for further resources and more investment in software security assurance. And I think that the real value of this research is helping organizations justify that effort, showing that not only is this the right thing to do because it's going to protect our users, it's going to make the world a more secure place, those are good, but it's really motherhood and apple pie. This is concrete. This is going to make the bottom line better. This is going to make the financial guys really happy. And it's going to achieve all those nice, secure software results that we'd like to see as a security community anyway.